I want you to put your hands together.
It goes to the neighborhood.
And walking him to the stage. Big round of applause.
It goes to the neighborhood.
All right, we're live. We're rolling. Episode 52. We're just discussing. I look like a redneck because I am. I'm sorry. These sleeves are going to bug me. Look at that tan. Farmer's tan already.
Well, hell, you've been golfing? Hold on. Been flower bedding?
I know.
Turned into a gardener?
I've been trying to pretend like I own a house and trying to take care of it. Anyway, got a question for you.
Go for it.
By the way, this is my co-host, James T-Rex Wright. I'm sorry. Oh, no, we went to the driving range, and James called himself a T-Rex.
Felt like my arms were too short.
Anyway, we got a podcast here, episode 52, that another thing that we always talk about off and on, randomly, like everybody does, but we never did a podcast about it.
Right.
But this is like one of those things, like if you do a podcast, you kind of have to have one of these episodes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so question, did we really go to the moon? We got conspiracy nut over here, and I'm the non-conspiracy guy, but I think we probably agree on this. But anyway,
oh yeah, yeah,
I'm sure we do.
Yeah. We went to the damn moon. Yeah. Now,
oh shit, T-Rex.
Honestly,
I'm sorry.
I guess I can see why people are skeptical.
Oh yeah.
You know,
I can see the reason.
Well, over 200,000 miles away, and we only did it for such a short window of time.
Yeah,
you know, things like that.
And all the different little things about pictures and shadows and,
mm-hmm.
you know, composite picture of the Earth and all that stuff. But and we'll talk about some of that. You got notes there, as usual.
Yeah.
Prepared. I think you have to start with the motive of any conspiracy, right?
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. The motive, I think, is what most people claim. I'm sure there's other variations, is that during the Cold War, and younger people won't understand this. They didn't live through this.
I know.
It was so different.
It really was.
I know everybody says, and they're going to call us boomers if there's any young people that actually listen, but it was a different environment. That's all. Like you were raised... not just at home, but like in school and everything with this American pride back then. It was before we became an evil empire,
right,
in the modern era or whatever. And because you had the Cold War going on, and, you know, Russia was Russia, and they were the enemy, and we were the good guys.
Yeah.
And, of course, everything's more nuanced than that, but that's how you thought.
Yeah, if we didn't do our job, they would take over the world.
That's right. And I guess that's actually true. But the point being, there was a space race. And it was an arms race and a space race, and it was a flex. It was a flex on Russia.
It was.
It was absolutely a flex. JFK, you can go watch the speech. I always love his speeches.
Oh, yeah.
And like you said earlier, I agreed with what you're saying. I don't know if I said that, but, you know, it's one of those things back in our days that really made you dream, too, as well. Like, it wasn't just sports.
Right.
You know, and stuff like that, which is, I mean, that was obviously still a huge part of the culture still.
Right? Yeah, we wanted to kick their ass in the Olympics.
Yes,
we wanted to kick their ass at everything, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, that was a big thing, just like you said, the Olympics, especially basketball. That was a big.
Yes.
That's a whole nother podcast. But, yeah, I mean, it was one. So I guess the arguments against, as far as, you know, it was a hoax, it was all filmed by Francis Ford Coppola, or it was a Spike Lee joint, or whatever the hell it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
We just, you know, we were going to try to do it or whatever, but we couldn't, didn't have the technology, so we faked it in a lab a studio,
right,
or a desert somewhere. There's different theories, I guess.
Yeah. Hey, you got, so you mentioned Kennedy. You got Kennedy kind of challenging, basically demanding, saying we're going to do this by the end of the decade. And, you know, we're up against the end of the decade. The Russians are coming, you know, they're getting close.
Let me make this clear, though, for anybody that may be younger. This was not Russia. This was the USSR.
It was.
This is a whole different
game.
Yeah,
Russia was part of that.
Russia was just one little part of the USSR. So anyway, sorry. Commies, communists versus, that was the whole political climate, right? The world political climate.
And, but yeah, most people called them Russians.
Yeah. They're all Russian. Yeah. Kind of vernacular.
Right.
Yep. Absolutely.
And so it was a tight race and damn it, we were determined to win it. So we faked it. Like, I think that's, you know, our president who said we were going to do it had been assassinated. Right. And, you know, it was a feel good thing. And so, yeah, people would, that's kind of a thing. I think people say, okay, yeah, it's really convenient. We did land there in 69 before the decade ended, which is exactly what Kennedy wanted us to do. And I don't know.
In a very analog age.
Yeah.
When it gets and start to get into the technology aspect of things.
And I can see why people would be skeptical. Like we've talked about, obviously, before we film these podcasts, you know, we talk about these potential topics a lot. And so, like I said earlier, if we faked it and it's so important, you know, like some other country would have tried to fake it by now. You know what I mean? Like to say, well, we did too, you know?
Yeah, because that's another thing that comes up a lot is, okay, why haven't we been back? Or why hadn't another country went back? And, you know, technically they have just not landed a person on the moon. As far as like China getting there with rovers and shit. But that's certainly another big point. Why not go back?
Right. But why not go back?
Actually planning to go back to be a launch pad of sorts for Mars and shit.
It honestly does bother me that we haven't gone back. And I can sit down and lay out the scenarios and understand why, but it still bothers me.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say downstairs, actually. That was 11, correct? 11 landed.
Yes.
So 13 was the disaster.
Yes.
Where they were going to.
Mm-hmm.
So that was technically the trip that they would have been back at least a second time, if not
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, and 17 were missions to go. All of them landed on the moon except 13.
Okay.
So from July of 69 to December 72, six of the seven did land on the moon. And while I was researching, I did find this cool factoid. The first living beings from Earth to make it into lunar orbit were tortoises.
Right.
The Soviets in 68.
I thought they said a monkey or a dog. Was that low altitude?
Mm-hmm. Earth orbit. Okay. That was Earth orbit. They sent two tortoises, some fruit fly eggs, and some plants, and they orbited the moon, came back, landed in the Indian Ocean. And they said that the tortoises, the only thing that seemed to bother them was starvation. That they seemed fine otherwise.
Right, yeah. How are they eating? Yeah, so, I don't know how they were strapped in.
Wonder why they would pick tortoises to begin with. That's just so random to me.
Well, I guess you had a mammal, and then you had a fly insect thing, right? And then some plant. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Freaking, why, but why that of all? You think it'd be a monkey?
You would.
But yeah, okay. The dog thing. So that was low Earth orbit, I guess.
Yeah.
So I remember that being a story.
And So I was born. Hey, I'm actually gonna have a birthday coming up soon.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, less than 2 weeks. 29. I'll be 48. And I was born in May of 73. The last time anybody stood on the moon was December of 72. So in my whole entire lifetime, no one has stood on the moon.
But that technically,
except Zod and his cronies.
No, and Transformers.
Oh,
the Transformers.
I forgot about
the dark
Transformers.
Side of the moon. Yep. We just hadn't been there till that movie came out, and then we discovered the Transformers had landed there, crashed there.
Mm-hmm.
So that happened. But, I mean, as far as, I think that's one of the arguments, I think, right there for why didn't we go back is, technically, we did. We just did it several times in a row. And then it got to the point where it's, you know, we're not gaining as much as it costs.
Right.
So we actually did go
We
more
played
than
golf,
once.
Rode dune buggies.
Yeah, you did all
We did everything.
You did everything you could do and mm-hmm. scan things and left a mirror on there that we could point a laser at now and stuff like that.
My beef with it is this, is all this hype about going to Mars, and I just feel like the moon would be the natural next progressive step to like, like I mentioned, I think of the movie The Martian. So if you're going to go put this outpost on Mars and start, you know, horticulture in a greenhouse and all this stuff, practice on the moon.
Right.
Like, I don't understand why they would not do that. Like, proof of concept kind of thing.
Yeah, yep.
And so that really annoys me.
Base/bubble or whatever.
Somebody's been up there for 10 years living, you know, we can do this.
Yeah.
And now everything's just a theory and then math.
And I get it to a degree, like, you know, that's a lot of fucking money, to build this little, whatever you want to call it, a colony or
colony.
A base or launch facility. And, you know, you got to haul all that shit up from here, which is the problem is weight, right? Which
that shit up. It's not like Jan Clampett's going to be driving up on rocking chair strapped to the top.
Why not?
You got to haul all that shit up there.
Well, you got to haul the shit, the heavy shit up there.
You do.
Then you got to assemble it
right.
in a non-oxygenated environment. You know what I'm
saying? So, yeah.
So, I mean, I think that would be. But now it looks like they're planning to. We saw the little NASA.
Yeah, that excited me. Yeah.
So by 2024, they're planning on building. And then China's also trying this as well, which is another race right. that's going on.
It'll be a trailer park on the moon.
Hey, that's who you test it with is rednecks.
You dang right.
I'm telling you, they'll see what's going on. So apparently that's the plan now. Is it being a kind of a stepping stone? We'll see how far they go with it.
Yeah,
because the Mars thing, man. I've said that before. We mentioned that. Nobody, they're not going to make it to Mars. 7 years in a tube.
I don't get that. I mean, I
get the idea, but actually doing it. Yeah.
No, I know, and that's what I'm saying is like, that's such an obvious testing grounds is right here.
I agree.
You know, 7 years to get somewhere just blows my damn
mind.
But
I guess in a way, it was also. It also did serve that to some extent already because we kind of designed things based off the moon rovers and stuff that we've sent to Mars
And the space station. We've done a lot of tests and left people up there for years, and years or whatever. And so I do get that they are doing some tests up there, but I don't know, man. As far as building a little campground,
trailer park,
proving that somebody can live.
They'll have to do the, I'm assuming they'll have to do some kind of treaty like the Antarctica Treaty up there.
Yeah.
You know, one nation can't claim it or whatever. I'm sure that'll be a thing.
And it was cool we learned that basically they're going to take the ice up there and, take the hydrogen, melt it into water, and then remove the hydrogen and the oxygen, use the oxygen to breathe the hydrogen for rocket fuel, and we'll start doing deep space missions right from there, which is kind of cool to me. So,
yeah, but you're right. I mean, even though technically we have been back several times, it's just not been used to do that kind of stuff they could have been doing for the last 50 fucking years.
Really could
have. You know, like adding little, starting a little, maybe it starts with a tent, and then you add on, like the space station, they add pieces. And
that's right.
And now they're already decommissioning that, in a couple of years or something?
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's what it sounds like.
So I guess that's the theory is that the reason is just to, flex on Russia and say we did it. And they can't really ever not prove it, I guess. But then you have all the video and photo evidence and, soundstage-esque looking stuff. And then lost tapes of data and video. But because I think that was the confusing part for me was the transmission was live, right? I mean, everybody in the world was watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like you said, we watched a replay of that in the 40th anniversary or whatever it was.
Yeah, 50, I think. Yep.
Where they replayed that. So the original transmissions were a certain format, and then they had to basically record the screen, in a kind of an analog style way, like an analog screen capture.
Yeah.
You know, point a camera at a screen because that format had to be this format for TV.
Yeah.
And then as satellites started getting put up in there for GPS and all that kind of stuff later, then they erased them.
Yeah, recorded right over
and that,
the actual.
That fuels that fire for, they erased the tapes. Well,
yeah,
we still
how
saw
convenient
it.
That you
we still
erased
saw
the tape.
It. We just don't have the originals, is, I guess, the idea.
Yeah, and
kind of like putting a bait into a VHS.
And, I mean, let's be honest. I think based on the footage that we've seen, okay, that could have been faked.
Sure.
Like, they could have made something that looked exactly like what we saw. I think it almost comes down to the sheer numbers. What did we hear? 230,000 people were working on that?
I think it was 435,000.
435,000
people. A half
people
a million people.
In 1966, at the peak of this, were working on this stuff. I mean, there's nowhere in the history of time that many people kept a secret.
No way. And that's always my biggest argument, a big conspiracy theories, is people cannot keep secrets.
Right.
We know, I all know this from personal experience. And 400, you know, half a million people. And then, you know, another kind of to add to that is with all these big kind of conspiracy theories, whether it's flat earth or fake moon landing, whatever, is all this really happened. We saw rockets fly up. People saw that. It happened. And so I guess they'll say, well, they just shot off into the ocean somewhere. But you have all these people and all these billions and billions of dollars being spent, all these real jobs, and you know, they're compartmentalized to some degree, so they don't really know, like the people working on shit and welding stuff, they don't really know what they're actually going
to
do.
No, they can say, sure, I did build that rocket.
Yeah, so there's some aspect there, but somebody is going to expose it out of a half a million people.
Yeah,
if it
was faked, I mean, let's think about this. You're turning astronauts into Milli Vanilli.
Yes, exactly.
And that is so weird. A bunch of damn posers.
Yeah, exactly.
They come down, have ticker tape parades, and they're, you know, in their mind knowing that it's bullshit.
And, you know, you have all these, like, real jobs, real people doing all these things, and it's all for show. And just to say, we beat you, Russia.
Right.
Or USSR at the time.
That's so crazy. And also, like, now, supposedly, you or I could buy, you know, cameras that are so good that we could actually zoom in and see the lunar module still sitting there where they said they left it.
Yeah, and we can point lasers to the mirror thingy.
Yeah.
You can look that up on YouTube as far as how all those experiments that they still do.
So, I mean, it's so far-fetched that we went, but I do believe it. I mean, I do believe that we went. However, like I said, I will preface that with saying what we saw back could have been faked.
Oh, yeah.
They
yeah.
literally could have shot a rocket into, you know, go over the horizon or whatever, into orbit, whatever they wanted to do, and then later go say, okay, the capsule's coming down, you know, and here pops people out and the Navy rescues them and all that could have been faked.
I mean, just
really
like World of
been.
Worlds. The Worlds happened on the radio.
That's true.
You know, so you did have something
that's
like that
actually
happen.
A good point.
You know, so there's no doubt that there's, you know, beyond what you saw, there can be questions and legitimately so. But as far as all the little things as far as the photography and all that stuff, you know, simple science actually explains most of that we've seen.
Yeah.
We saw a great video a couple years ago. NVIDIA, the people who make your, you know, graphics cards, used this technology of theirs, essentially ray tracing or whatever it was, to explain why the famous picture of Armstrong on the ladder, where he's, you know, he's in the shadow of the lander.
Right.
And people were questioning, how can you see him? You know, you got one light.
Fair
source.
Question, because it's black as shit.
It's the shadow's really dark.
Yeah.
The sun over there somewhere, and that's the only light source. So people said, well, you can see him, so it's got to be a filler light like you'd have on a sound stage.
Mm-hmm.
And then what they didn't take into account as far as the actual science is the reflective surface of the moon being made of what it is, and it's reflecting light back. So we've seen this on Mythbusters, how they explained it. They recreated it perfectly. But this software actually did it as well, perfectly, and it shows exactly what it should be.
Right.
You can see him from behind.
And so I think, like, what would be awesome is if a credible source would kind of, like I said, you know how sometimes Neil deGrasse Tyson is kind of a prick, talks down to people.
Yeah, man, he does. I used to love
that
him.
That turns people off, you know?
Yeah.
If you could get somebody who wouldn't do that, because everybody's not an astrophysicist, if they would just go, okay, here's the checklist of things that I see. I'm going to cover these three things that I'm well-versed in. Okay, I have this photo engineer here. He's going to explain this. We're going to go down through here and discuss this. Not saying it would. Some people are just going to not believe, you know, for whatever reason. But instead of being a jerk about it, kind of just really lay it out there and go, okay, I see what you mean.
Exactly.
Let me show you why. Because it's fair point, you know, you got there. Yeah. This looks dark as hell. You shouldn't be able to see him, but this is how it works. Like you said, Mythbusters did a great thing, but not everybody probably saw the episode or whatever.
And then, of course, it's kind of like the flat Earth stuff. If you do show that, then you're just shields for the government. You're working for
that. That does happen. It's just most of the things that you see, they take away the fact that that's a fair point. I see why you think that.
It's automatically like you're alone.
Yeah.
It's like we talked about the flat Earth stuff. Like, it's not all like idiots.
No.
There are smart people that believe the Earth is flat because there's some points that, you know, make you go,
Yeah. But,
and you have to acknowledge that. And, like, if you want to convince somebody of the truth.
Yes. And then some people, like I said, when we said we were going to be talking about this, I said, you know, we could go on there and say we believe that we landed on the moon, or we could go on there and say we don't believe it.
Yep.
Either way, there's going to be somebody say, you're wrong, and this is why.
And there's already going to be comments before we even got into anything when we said we think, you know, you said, I think we went, before we even discussed it.
Yes.
There's already going to be. I mean, this is going to be on the new channel, so we don't know how many views we'll get. But the point being that there will already be comments that, you know, y'all are shields, you know, here, you know.
Right.
Look it up. Right. There's always just going to be that.
The Van Allen belt or whatever.
Yeah, you can't survive the radiation.
Yeah.
Although you are in an actual tin can that's actually shielded you from that. You know, there's going to be all those type of things regardless.
There will be.
Same as flat Earth.
And I guess, from my own point, the people who could, you know, who have the credentials to prove it don't want to take the energy. It's like, it's so annoying to them by this time, you know.
Yep.
I get it. I do. But I was telling you, if we went back now, we would have some amazing footage, man.
I'm telling you.
With our technology now, I would love, love, love to watch them touch down on the surface in high definition. And
it'd be
awesome, man.
Yeah, because that's the part, I guess, it adds to the conspiracy stuff is you think about the computing power alone you have in the palm of your hand, and that's the same or less, more than they used than in the entire moon missions.
That is really ridiculous.
Technology. We just watched a thing with Armstrong explaining as he piloted it down or whatever. They had this little readout with three numbers, and that was it.
Yeah.
And then there was an indicator light that flashed up, and when that came up, that disappeared.
Yeah. All their other readouts disappeared because that thing came on.
So they're flying this thing manually after they get, what was it, 500 feet, I think.
That had to be so scary.
But that's another thing right there is, okay, a big point, I guess, is the lander didn't make a crater. As it, you know, used rocket fuel or boosters to slowly descend. And that's explained pretty easily, too. I love the little thing you call it, because we could just listen to that, and then you called it in that picture, the three things that stick out on the feet.
Yes.
The first things actually touch as they're going this way.
Yes.
And that it lights up an indicator in there that he was talking about.
Right.
Cool. And then they bend.
Yeah, they're made to bend, so then the round feet can land. They're hanging off the bottom of the round feet.
It's like antennas.
And as they're hovering over the surface, it hits first. And when it touches, it lets them know, okay, we're hit, and here we go. And
10
then it bends, and you can see a great picture of it bent out from under it like that.
Yeah.
So cool.
Foot. So, you know, but anyway, going back to the crater, and you realize that they're 1/6 the gravity, they said that, you know, again, mathematics, that each foot has about the pressure of a car tire. So, I mean, you're not going to make some giant crater, and it's not going to, you know, hit hard regardless. So you don't need that much force.
And the one thing that I did say that I agreed with when we were watching that thing, and I'm just saying I agree with the idea of it. I'm not saying I think that it did happen one way or the other. But I do believe, since it was like the most spectacular thing in human history when it happened, that maybe, just maybe, the footage wasn't as exciting, and they made it sexier by editing it a little bit after they got it back, some of the pictures and things that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it did happen. I'm just saying when people bring that up, I could say, okay, I get if they did edit pictures, why they might have done it.
Yeah, because that's another thing with Flat Earth, too, is the composite pictures they used to have to do before we could. Because you got, those are from low orbit satellites. You have, mm-hmm. you have to kind of stitch them together. And it's a fairly common thing. But when NASA does it somehow, it's shady. And I mean, I get it. I get it.
Yeah, it does. I get it. Anything that's not, you know, black and white is kind of, and if there's any room for gray area, they jump all over.
Oh, yeah, they're going to, there's always that, all it takes is a shred of doubt. And that's it. And then you don't have to really have an explanation. It's just got to be a shred of doubt. It's not like being in a courtroom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Reasonable doubt. That's it.
And I guess, let's say that they did sexy up some images. I guess what a quote-unquote conspiracy theorist would say is, why didn't they just tell us they did that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Show us the raw one, and then show us the sexy one, and we'll at least we'll know. So doubt doesn't creep in.
Yeah, and then that's the thing with the Flat Earth stuff. They did come out and say that, but it was after the fact, so that doesn't help the case.
Exactly.
So, yeah, and then, you know. But the original broadcast, though, was horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, because it had to be, apparently, with the formatting or whatever. So, I mean, you can't really say they sexied that up.
You know, and as a matter of fact, we were watching the thing, and they were talking about who took the picture of Neil coming down ladder.
Yeah.
And they said there was a camera down there. And I said right away, I was like, well, you know, it wasn't wireless back then.
Exactly.
There wasn't even a wireless remote control. No. Remote controls had a wire to them, to a VCR, when I was a kid. And sure as hell, they described everything. There was a wire. Buzz was in the thing controlling the camera.
They dropped down this little thing. The camera was
Everything's explainable. I think if people would just maybe take time.
That's right. He hits a switch. It folds down. It starts recording.
Yep.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And there you go. You got the shot of the ladder. But, you know, that's what I mean. Everything's nuanced. It goes with every argument and every whatever, if you're talking about politics. This is the problem today, is there's no nuance to anything. They just say, well... And if at first, if you're just kind of listening, half-assed, paying attention, not really thinking about it, you hear, well, who took the pictures? Oh, shit, good point.
Yeah.
But if you just think about
it. Just stop.
And you stop and actually listen to the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it had this cargo thing that came down, and so it folds down. There's a camera on it. It's wired up. He pulls a thing at the top of the little ramp, or the entry, I guess the doorway, and it starts recording because they wanted to film it. They had all these cameras on their chest and on everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously this is a monumental thing. Think about it. I mean, a person walking on another celestial body is pretty damn big. You know what I'm saying?
And,
in the course of human history.
And these contracting companies that built the cameras and stuff, I mean, there's no better advertisement for your company.
Oh, God.
If you say our camera was the one that took the pictures on the freaking moon, your company stock rises like crazy. So, I mean, they're going to pull out all the bells and whistles on that stuff. There's going to be stuff that's never happened in history happening up there on the moon with a camera. And then we benefit later because it worked so well.
Right.
That trickles down into our technology on the street level.
Which it has, and that's kind of one of the things they fail to mention as far as some of the arguments against as being a hoax. SSD, solid state drives.
Yeah, man.
Came from the moon technology, or the, you know, as far as all the research and them getting up there and then coming back safely, is we've got some technology from that that we enjoy today. There was a couple other things.
Yes, yeah, like water purification systems.
Water purification with silver.
Yeah.
As opposed to chlorine.
And MRIs.
MRIs.
Yeah.
The scanning technology was transferred over to CAT scans and MRIs.
It's really cool, man.
So there's stuff there that...
Oh, you know, tennis shoes.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
Sneakers.
Yeah.
The technology in running shoes, you know, and hell, Air. Maybe it's Nike Air, but whatever they
came
were
using, from moon boots.
Came from moon boots.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Really is.
So I guess, you know, it's just probably one little aspect that's overlooked a lot about what do we gain from it. Besides, you know, the experience and then their internal technology that we don't normally see.
And I don't know. I we talked a lot about, you know, how things have changed a little bit now. We grew up in an age where astronauts were absolutely heroes.
Yeah.
And rock stars.
Absolutely.
And
we talked about Challenger a little bit before and
yeah,
how big a deal that was, obviously.
You know, these people had balls of steel. And
you couldn't imagine.
I can't imagine. I really can't. They were all so smart. I mean, they're up there doing calculations and stuff. Sometimes with grease pens and, you know, paper and or whatever, laminate paper, and doing crazy stuff up there while thousands of miles away. And I don't know, man. To strap yourself on top of that rocket to begin with,
is
insane.
It is insane. Just think about it. I mean, and we've seen several instances of that not working out. I mean, whether it's the Challenger or the other space shuttle, Discovery, I believe.
Yeah.
Over Texas later.
Yeah.
And other rockets, period. And probably countless ones in Russia and China.
Right.
I know we don't hear, I've heard of some over the years, but, you know, we don't know what's really going on.
No, you really don't.
So anybody that's going to get in a fucking, I mean, hell, we did the podcast on, what's his name? What's his nickname? The dude that did his own rocket.
Oh, yeah. Steam dude.
Yeah. The steam rockets were, yeah. Like, once you get in, there's no turning back. Once Mm-mm. you pull the thing to release the steam, and he's dead.
Yeah, bless his heart. And he was a flat earther.
He
wanted to prove it. And so I respect him for that. He went about trying to prove it, damn it. One way or the other.
He put his money where his mouth was and went up two or three times.
Rocket Man. Rocket I forgot Man. About
that was
him.
A documentary still on probably Netflix or maybe it was Amazon. I think it was Netflix. But Rocket Man perished last year, year before. Not too long ago, in his like third attempt or third time trying to go high enough, because he never got high enough.
Right.
And the parachute came out on his way up. Oops. And it.
So that was like Evel Knievel.
He was. Mm-hmm. He was crazy. Like crazy funny, but man, you got to have some cojones to strap into something like that.
But I just feel like times have changed a lot as far as how youth looks up to people like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I could be wrong, but we literally, you know, played outside, you know, like thinking like astronauts, Buck Rogers, things like that.
I mean, and that's the importance, I think, of like sci-fi and fantasy too, and Star mm-hmm. Trek sci-fi stuff. That's where all that came from. It was a real life thing. And I told you this a million times, I'll mention it again here, is I was a kid, I watched Space Camp every day of my life until the tape broke.
Right.
I mean, I was going to be an astronaut when I was really young, obviously. And I was going to go to Texas to space camp like they did in the movie. And then the whole movie premise was they are at space camp and they accidentally launch. And all of a sudden these kids have to actually control a shuttle.
Right.
And bring it back. And, you know, they're all fighting and bickering and whatever, but they have to become a team. And it's a great fucking movie. And not to mention I was in love with the chick at the time, you know.
Yeah.
First crush is like Princess Leia.
I love it.
But, I mean, I watched it every day, and you looked up to that shit. And today, I mean, you know, I'm not saying there's no real role models. There are, but it's mostly musicians and, I guess, athletes still. That's always been a thing, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, always.
You know, depending on where you grow up and stuff. But that was another facet, was this international thing with going to space and the moon and beyond or whatever. And it was also a sense of pride, national pride, which is somehow frowned upon today.
Yeah.
It was about America leading the world and technology. And like you said, it's trickled down to help, you know, third world countries, for example, with the water purification. This one little example.
Right.
But for some reason, that's bad today to be proud of your country.
Yeah, like, well, I guess because the whole Space Force thing got turned into a joke.
It did.
And
it
did.
I mean, sure, it sounds funny.
It does sound funny.
It does.
It really does.
That's all. That was the same.
When we were kids, it wouldn't have been funny.
No, because that was what JFK was doing.
You know, yeah.
JFK was doing the same thing without the name. That's exactly what it was going to be. And then the 2024 was the date of them doing this moon stuff. So this has already been planned. It sounds funny, but like we said downstairs, I bet the first time they created the Air Force.
Right.
Like, Air Force? What? I mean, that probably sounded dumb, too.
You dang right it did.
Because we already have pilots in the Navy and Marines. Well, we need an Air Force.
It's so crazy.
But if you think about what the plan is for Mars and beyond and deep space exploration, it's kind of cool.
And with our dependence on satellites,
mm-hmm.
somebody's got to protect that stuff up there.
Absolutely. That's the big thing.
You could shut us all down. Our whole country could come to a screeching halt if those satellites get messed with.
And guess what China's doing?
So we need a space force, man.
That's absolutely correct. And so I don't know what's really, when you sit down and think about it and go beyond the optics of it because you don't like a political party or whatever, mm-hmm. then it's like, oh, well, yeah. Because China's, there's cyber attacks every day, and once they get a hold of those,
oh yeah,
we'd be fucked.
Totally.
And so, you know, of course, we don't know what we actually have going on either. Like, you know, remember the 80s and Star Wars?
Yes.
I mean,
Ronald Reagan.
Absolutely.
Heck yeah.
Ronaldo Magnus.
And hey, every day of my life as a civilian and at work, I use those satellites mm-hmm. every single day. I couldn't imagine. And I'm such a pissant.
Yeah,
there are people who depend on them like for such crucial and critical things, man. We can't have anybody messing up there.
Namely, the military. I mean, you know, guided by this stuff.
Absolutely are.
And precision, so you can get the right people if you need to do something like that. But a lot of things can be fucked up. So I get it. But it's not any. I didn't see it any different as JFK. Is that error mm-hmm. of kind of reinvigorating that sense of pride and something to kind of, you know, kids dream about and then the country be proud of. Mm-hmm. And it affects the whole world. It helps everyone. So,
right. So, yeah, Space Force is kind of just like a continuation of, if you picture like years ago, centuries ago, you know, we had to dominate the land. And then somebody went out into the sea and wasn't just for exploration. There was a military purpose to it.
Yep.
Had to dominate the seas and then the skies. And then that's just the next progression to me. You know,
it makes sense
to me.
A
presence, at least, you know.
Yeah. And there's just, it's just the reality of today's technology we all enjoy with the internet and, you know, the devices in our hands. Is that you have to have these things floating around the earth to protect.
Yeah.
For it all to work.
And as far as the moon goes, I do wish, I've often thought, and I'm definitely not alone here, but because other people have mentioned them and mentioned this concept in conversation, is it'd be a cool idea to erect some kind of telescope or something, you know, on the moon to take pictures of deep space and, you know.
Yeah, like they got the Hubble and out in space.
Yeah, in space. Yeah. Yeah, this could be something that when it's time for an upgrade, you know, when technology allows for an upgrade, somebody could go up there and change the lens or whatever they're going to do.
It'd probably be safer once they get it established and, you know, like I said, whether it's a bubble or just a facility, almost like an ISS on the ground.
Yeah.
Something like
that. Really cool.
Don't have to be a, you know, sci-fi bubble, but you know what I mean, the idea. Yeah, it makes sense to me. It's just the next stepping stone. I was going to mention, too, I saw a meme the other day, basically comparing today's culture with, it used the picture of, is it Kylie Jenner? You know, the real hot young chick, or the Kardashians, I believe. And a picture of her in like her, a swimsuit or whatever, and beside her was this 19-year-old girl in astronaut suit. And she is the youngest girl to have completed all the training and testing for to be an astronaut. She's 19 years old. She might be like 20 now.
And I see she's where supposed you're to be going.
The first girl on Mars.
Okay.
That she's planning to go and live on Mars. That's the plan.
Okay.
And she is not looked, you know, she nobody knows her name.
Right.
They all know who Kylie Jenner is, and that's what people would rather look at. And I'm not trying to bash anybody that looks at hot girls on the internet. I'm just saying.
It's just food for thought.
It's just the idea, like we were saying. It was just, it was a different world when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you thought differently about shit like this.
Yeah.
And there was this sense of, like I said, this national pride that somehow was, I don't know, bad today for some reason. It doesn't mean you hate other countries or something. It benefits everybody. And there's a reason he said, one small step for men, one giant leap for mankind. It wasn't one small step for Americans.
No, that's right.
I mean, that's the point. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I think maybe national pride still exists. It's just my national pride is better than your national pride.
Yeah,
or your national pride is totally wrong. I don't know. But
yeah.
While we were, you know, looking up some things on this, we came across this Donald Pettit, an astronaut.
Yeah, yeah.
And
he's got a lot of videos where he's like in the ISS explaining how shit works.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
And evidently he was doing an interview and somebody said something about, would you go to Mars? And he said in a nanosecond or something, he said, I'd go to the moon too. But we just don't have that technology anymore.
Yeah, and they took that in a
different
way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Took it like, oh.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Yeah.
We were, and so now that was the talking point of the people who do believe it's faked is, oh, when have you ever seen technology regress? That's not what he said. Technology is a loose term. Can be applied many ways.
Yeah.
He literally meant we destroyed it.
And evidently, during the space race, NASA's budget was like 4.something%
budget.
And now it's like 0.05% or something like that.
Yep.
So
even that's converted to today's dollars.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, it's just not, there's so many more things that the people who determine where money goes, they're focusing on. Other than
They turn NASA into more about climate change versus space and things like that. That's,
so you can see how, like the Cold War did, it bred technology, these leaps and bounds in technology because of that race. And
exactly.
When you take out the competitive aspect of that, not saying right or wrong, you know what I mean? I'm just saying.
It's just a natural byproduct.
It is.
It absolutely is.
It is. So those kind of things go away. And then also, I think for so long, we figured things out so well that America got comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
and the focus goes away from things like that. Then it becomes other things. You're like, okay, we got to, you know, clean up our water, just focus on, you know, things like that. So I get it.
Not that those
aren't totally
important.
Get it. Yeah.
It's just the focus shifted.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important, you know, just kind of reiterate this is, you know, we talked about this a little bit when we were back in old live streams and we would mention sports and stuff. And so we had a few people go, I'm not here for your sports, you know, or whatever, because we were talking Game of Thrones at the time or whatever.
Yeah.
Even if it was another podcast. But things like that are important because they, and this is just a bigger version to me because we experienced it as kids. I mean, we all in school watched the space shuttle launches. It was a big deal. They rolled the TVs in the carts, you know, the space races in the 60s and 70s, all that stuff.
Yeah.
It was a big deal. It's a big deal because it brings people together regardless of your, I don't know, political affiliation or backgrounds, ethnicity, all that bullshit that don't matter. It's one goal. And I think I don't see how that's not a good thing.
I know.
And so it was just a different climate. I mean, you're talking to two old men who in school did drills for nuclear war.
Yeah.
And people don't know this kind of stuff.
That's right.
You know, that's what you had to do. You know, once a week, just like a tornado drill.
You did.
You had a nuclear bomb drill, too. And it's perspective.
Yeah.
It's perspective. Like we were talking about, people that don't have kids don't have a certain perspective on things.
Yeah, and that's a reason why a movie like a Red Dawn worked.
Yes.
Is because we had those drills, and we always thought that at any time the Soviets could do something.
I mean, think about Armageddon, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was an American crew, and was it Bruce Willis, right, and his daughter? No. Was it Bruce Willis?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bruce Willis.
Yeah, then, you know, there were two movies that were similar
It was Bruce Willis, but it was Aerosmith. It was Steven Tyler's daughter.
Right.
And the whole point of that was it saved the world. It wasn't like America.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They destroyed an asteroid that saved the planet.
Right.
So everybody benefits from this shit, you know what I mean?
Do.
But there is, you know, there's some bragging rights, sure.
And if that movie was made in another country, their country would be the one blowing up the asteroid to save the world.
And that's totally fine.
Yeah.
It's totally fine. So this all kind of circles back to very similar topics in the past, regardless. There's this undertone of there's just something missing these days.
There
and
is.
That's like a national. A national goal.
Yeah, I think it's all these things that take our, you know, time up and TikTok and, you know, they like.
Absolutely.
They're just time wasters.
And then,
if you're wasting your energy, you know, focusing on something else, then you don't have time to even think about pride.
No,
it's like, oh, here's another video that I could argue about. Either laugh or bitch about.
Yeah, it's all focused on what I can destroy the other side with.
Yeah.
As opposed to let's focus on some things we have in common.
That would be a beautiful thing.
It would be, and that's the way it used to be. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I know it gets old here.
It's always been.
Back in my day, I get it, boomer.
Been arguments and shit. Don't get me wrong.
It's true.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It just is, that type of stuff. So it's pretty important stuff. And so I always am supportive of any administration who, you know, wants to put more money towards that type of thing, because I think it's important, not just to say we did it first or whatever, just in the scheme of things, because like you said, it's the next logical step. I mean,
right.
If we want to answer these big questions of science and stuff, you got to do it.
I will say, you know, there was some of that with these companies racing to get a vaccine out.
Yeah,
that,
there you go.
There was a feel
perfect
there.
Perfect example.
Like, wow, you know, we look how fast we did this.
These
look how
big, evil
fast
pharmaceutical
we,
companies.
Yeah,
all three came out with a record vaccine.
Record time, yeah.
And yes, it's still experimental and technically not approved in trial. But the point being that's what competition does. It's a good thing.
When shit hits the fan, people roll up their sleeves.
That's right.
And
we
still
saw that in 9/11 and many other instances
yeah.
of that, and that's just the bottom line. So that's
still in us.
Yeah, it's the small thing that gives me hope about this mm-hmm. ultra hyper partisan political climate of everything, where there's no nuance and you can't have a conversation. I mean, a lot of people will still, I guess, but you know, everything you see is sensationalized on CNN, for example, and that's just what you. It don't match reality most of the time.
Right.
But it gives you this doom feel.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, man. My life has gotten a lot happier since I just stopped watching all news.
Same here. Don't watch
I don't give a shit about it anymore.
I'll read articles occasionally from other countries, and they'll be a lot more accurate.
Yeah.
And that's because I'm telling you, it's a doom machine. It's all it is. Doom and gloom, and there's no positivity.
This is why people don't like you, or this is why you shouldn't like people. That's all it is.
That's all it is.
And so I'm cool with it. Just you do your thing, and I'm not going to pay attention.
I never thought I would be happy canceling all TV.
Right.
I mean, period. But I have, and I'm so grateful that I don't partake in the bullshit anymore.
I think
and believe me, it's not that we talk about this. There's some things we'd like to talk about, but you can't. And these long form podcasts would be good for some of that, but we wouldn't have feedback without like in the conversation. And things are nuanced.
Yeah,
and people just don't There are, everything's black and white these days, and there's no gray area.
Right. There are things that are happening that I would like to touch on to try to like bring light to something to not fan the flames, mm-hmm. to just say, you know, this is my experience, this is my thoughts, and this is, you know, we need to chill out or whatever, but you can't touch it with a 10-foot pole, so just forget about it.
Or you're just on the other team.
Right. You know, and I don't want to be on a team, you know. I want to just...
That's right.
I just want to chill and, you know, be happy. Because there's enough misery to go around without...
Absolutely.
You know, starting a war
with... unnecessary wars with some...
Friends and family.
Vaguely defined box and friends and family. And, you know, like I said, all these arbitrary boxes were all put in. These are the type of things, whether it's going to the moon or Mars is the next goal, or, you know, the Challenger, whatever, the space shuttle programs, all those national things that, and we talked about sporting events, big, you know, sports and teams, all that is important for that reason.
Yeah.
I mean, it's where, you know, you don't give a shit about the person
people
beside
from
you.
All teams and all ethnicities and all, and both, you know.
Yeah. You don't care. You're all fans of the same thing.
You come together and focus on, okay, we got to do this, whatever that goal is. Get somebody to the moon and bring them back safely or whatever.
Or get somebody to the end zone.
Yeah.
It's the same principle.
You know, it's everybody working together to achieve
certain
goals.
Well, damn, we turned a conspiracy podcast into we're trying to be positive.
Exactly.
Because we're just good people.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. Turn off the damn news and
I'm telling you, yeah.
See, your brain starts working.
See how
again.
It matches the real world, you know what I mean? That's, we've said that a million times, you know. If you watch that shit all day and think, well, it must be happening in the county over or maybe another state because it's not here, but no, come on.
Man. Yeah. Like, I honestly, you know, I stopped, I've just started dabbling my toes back into Facebook a little bit. I totally shut down Facebook for a while.
I did.
Because I got to where I was like, I was watching what people were saying, and I was like, you know, this person's an asshole. And it ended up, they were so consumed, I started going, you know, they're sick. I mean, like, they're going to have a damn nervous breakdown. They're so consumed with this argument and this arguing, man. I felt for them instead of being pissed at them.
Yeah.
Because it's not a way to live, man.
No.
Wake up every day trying to figure out what you're going to bitch about.
Exactly.
Or make fun of somebody about, however you want to look at it. It's a sickness.
It is.
And I was never that way in my life. Like, social media made me start getting...
It is.
Turning into an asshole. I've always been happy.
Toxic.
And, man, I became so much more happy when I disconnected from that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, and I'm not, again, not bringing up another conspiracy theory. But I kind of believe, because things that are heated and arguments generate more clicks and more, you know, attention to their platform, that they're never going to stop it.
No,
they're never going to like not encourage dispute, because it's not like just calm discourse. It's literal.
Yeah.
Verbal warfare on their platform, and they love it because these people can't wait to wake up and get back on there and do it again.
Exactly.
That's not me. So screw it. I backed off. So I love thinking about things like this that like you said, give you hope or touch on a time in your life when you had hope anyway.
Right, and maybe at least. Through a shitty little podcast, give somebody out there an idea of, okay, well, yeah, there are bigger things than, you know, Democrats versus Republicans,
right?
In the world,
there really are.
I mean, the bigger things that we all actually still want and agree on and shoot for and whatever. Anyway, we're getting sappy, but you know, you get the idea.
You do.
This is where we like to go when these type of things. We start with something, ends up being some psychological. I don't know. It's just
it kind of sucks that's where your mind goes. Is like as you're talking about, you know, we raced the Soviets to the moon and we won, and that's awesome. somebody's going to think you saying that's awesome is somehow bad. So your mind starts going to all this stuff. Whereas before social media and shit came around, I would have never even thought somebody would have thought it was bad to say, exactly. to be excited that like we beat the Soviets to the moon.
Exactly. It's like we talked about before. It's like, do we have to do disclaimers or something?
It's like xenophobia or
always,
something.
Yeah, you're always thinking like, because yeah, it would be today.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You're always thinking, well, shit, can I say that? Or, you know, is somebody going to cancel me? Or do I need to, you know, do I need a disclaimer before every sentence? You know, right. So it's getting ridiculous to the point where you it just want to shut down completely and just get the fuck off everything.
Yep.
So.
And so if this podcast strike something in you that makes you pissed off, you can disconnect from it. That's the way I feel about it, because I'm tired of damn tiptoeing.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
I'm just want to be happy here. And not, and when I say something that makes me happy, if you take it as I'm a freaking joke, I'm a jerk or something, that's on you. That ain't on me.
That's right.
I'm all about everybody being happy.
That's a you problem.
Yeah. Exactly. You want to point out a character flaw in me because I mentioned something that I like?
Right. Exactly. But anyway, bottom line is we went to the moon, and that's just our opinions.
We did go.
I think it's backed up by fact and science. So, you know, there's going to be people that disagree, and that's fine. But let us know why. You know,
yeah.
Or there's something.
Then we do a part two and say, a good point was brought up.
Sure. We didn't write down every little thing, but we went over a lot. We've talked about it a million times off the air and stuff like that. So I think most things are pretty much explained pretty easily by science, and especially the photo thing was pretty interesting for a while to the NVIDIA stuff we watched a while back, and then Mythbusters kind of recreated that as well. It was really, really eye-opening. So most of that's been explained.
And I do want to say, you know, Joe Rogan had a guy on maybe a week or two ago who was talking about some Bob Lazar type things.
Yeah.
We might ought to revisit that.
Yeah, that's true, because we still got a lot of comments on the old Bob Lazar stuff.
Because it was a 2-hour podcast. I haven't listened to it all, but I know he does talk about Lazar in there.
They do. He was the one that he believes in aliens and all that stuff, but he don't believe Lazar like me. That's me personally.
Yeah,
I agree.
And I do believe Lazar. You know, so that would be fun to revisit that again. Yeah.
Yeah. There's still plenty of comments on the Bob Lazar. So, and that was the second one we did on Lazar. We revisited that.
Yeah.
Once.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
we
still
did.
Such a huge thing, especially with now with the Pentagon releasing all these old tapes and stuff. Anyway, so we'll leave it there.
Oh,
we got a special announcement by T-Rex over here. It's just so funny how you said it. I'm sorry. He had a T-Rex hit with a tin can. Find out the driver's actually cracked all the way around the hosel.
I was like, why do my drive sound different than yours?
It sounded like
is.
A 22 going off, like a little 22.
And you hit with it. Was like, this is why.
Damn.
It is a tin can.
Right.
Sorry,
you were going to say.
But no, I felt like there was something that we were touching on right when it went off, but no, I think we covered everything we wanted to cover, and I look forward to the comments, and maybe we will have to revisit it.
Yeah, and by the way, watching on the new channel, the new podcast channel, I'll keep moving two or three a day or if I can. I just got back on the book stuff again, so got the edit back, so I'll keep moving the old episodes over, so we got the playlist where there's, you know, new episodes, and you got the legacy episodes coming in. So I'm moving cool. As I move one over, I'm private in it, making it private on the other channel. So we got like 46 more to move over to the new channel.
Awesome.
Legacy episodes. So that'll happen in the next couple weeks or whatever. So anyway, anything else? We're good?
I think we're good.
All right. We'll let it fade to black.